Thank you for calling Custom Support. My name is Gabrielle. How can I help you?
Yes, this is Beth Foster Largen, and I have a notice that you deducted $59.89 from my account. I need to know where it came from and what business you are.
May I have your zip code?
74745.
Okay. What's your first and last name?
Beth, B-E-T-H, F-O-S, my middle name is, or my bank account, Beth Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R, Largen, L-A-R-G-I-N.
Okay, can you verify the address for me?
1954 Womack Road.
Okay.
Idabel, Oklahoma, 74745.
Okay, one moment. Okay, because it says you took a survey for a Dyson vacuum cleaner, but that was for a chance to win that Dyson vacuum cleaner by signing up for our meal planning app, which includes meal plans and recipe guides.
This says, 855-791-8991 it was deducted last month and this month from my bank account. And I didn't sign up for anything.
Yes, ma'am. So you don't remember taking a survey for a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
No.
Okay, I will have to transfer you to our fraud department so they can help you with these charges,
well,
okay?
Well, let me ask you something. What address did they use to sign
up? It used your address.
It used my address?
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And my phone?
That's correct, yes, ma'am.
No, sorry, I didn't do that.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna transfer you to our fraud department, okay?
Okay.
One moment.
Did they ship a vacuum cleaner or something?
No, ma'am. You just took a survey for a chance to win. But you do have access to our meal planning app. It's a link inside your email.
What kind of app? What kind of app?
It's a meal planning app that you have access to.
What is this, health goals beyond, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, when I looked it up, it said something about insurance when I looked it up on Google.
Since we're a third-party call center, we have no control over the name that comes up on your bank statement.
Well, I need that off my bank statement because it's fraud.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to have to transfer you to our fraud department.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment.
Okay.